Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. All right, welcome to another fabulous, fantastic, and of course, epic adventure of my orgasmic life. Okay, so let's just make sure that we got volume. All right, everything's good. Volume's good. All right. So today we're going to have a conversation called I Promise They Don't Know. And before we get into the topic, I always like to give you the backstory of what inspired this conversation, what inspired this episode. So, and before I do that, I just want to take a moment to thank my audience, my listeners, for your feedback, your emails that you send me, the wonderful, messages that you send me of how much it's, this podcast has inspired you or topics you want to hear. I love hearing feedback from my audience. So keep it up. Okay. Plus, it also gives me, if there's content, if there's a topic you really want me to cover, or there's an aspect of a topic that I've covered that you would like me to dive deeper in, that's a great way sending me a message. But then there's another way. That's right. Go join my loyal fans page. That way, like right now, I'm live streaming as I record this podcast on my loyal fans. And so all of my fans, they get a little notice, usually about 5 or 10 minutes before I'm going to do filming, because I never know when I'm going to be inspired. Inspiration is going to strike me. And then they have the opportunity to come on and ask me questions and engage with me right while I'm creating and recording the episode. So if you're a listener and you've been a listener for a while, go join my loyal fans so that you can engage and interact with me. And plus, there's also lots of fun, sexy, adult content on there where you get to learn about what happens and see firsthand what happens in the dungeon and firsthand what happens in my sex life. All right. So today's topic was inspired by one of my subbies. Actually, not one of them, many of my subbies over the years. So last week, I went over to one of my subbies' house, and he's been one of my subbies, one of my clients for, I don't know, 8 years. It's been a long time, eight, nine years. And this is the first time I've ever gone to his house. He had some new toys and some equipment that he wanted, so he had some presents that he wanted to give me. And I said, well, why don't, and he had just recently done some renovations on his house and he was very proud of it. And I'm like, well, why don't I come over? And he's like, okay. And so, we texted back and forth and, pulled out day and time. And it was a big deal. It's a big deal to have your dominatrix come over to your house. Apparently. And any of my other subbies that may be listening, like, yes, it is a big deal. So anyway, so I, I'm like, hey, I need your address. And he's like, oh, here's the secret address. So it's like, it's already like there's a secret, right? That, ooh, my dominatrix is coming over to my house for tea. Okay. Not for play, but for tea. This is we're gonna hang out, we're gonna have tea. This is the most normal thing people do. But in my world, you have to be on the, you've been in my life for a really long time. That's like level of connection. All right, of getting to know me and me getting to know you on a deeper level, other than the pervy, debaucherous, slutty, sexy time that happens in the dungeon. I know everything I need to know about my subbies and their psychology and what turns them on, what turns them off, and they know what turns me on, what turns me off, and those are the important things. But to actually like find out about my childhood and my life, and for me to find out about them is like it's a big deal. Okay. So I'm like, great, I'm gonna go over. So I go over and I'm wearing like just a nice sundress, very similar to this one that I'm wearing. And I got my lipstick on and my hair is down. And I walk up and I knock on the door and I go in and we have the lovely day. We have a lovely tea. We get to know each other. He gives me all my, my gifts that he got me, for both the dungeon and tech for making porn. And, we get to know each other, and it's beautiful. It's lovely. It's, I get to see his house. I get to see into his inner sanctum, what makes him tick. It's beautiful, right? It gave me some new ideas. The next time I see him in the dungeon, maybe inviting your dominatrix over for tea is not a good idea. Gives her more ideas. Anyways, so I leave. I was there for 90 minutes. We had a lovely time. We talked. We drank tea. It's the longest we've ever talked. It was lovely. So I left. And I get. I send him a message saying thank you for the lovely, it was lovely getting to know you better and hanging out. And he sends me this message, like he's like, I was so nervous. What are my neighbors gonna think? Like, what do you mean? What are your neighbors gonna think? They're not gonna think anything. You were here for 90 minutes. I'm like, yes. I'm like, it's not like they know I fuck you in the ass. This is my response. I'm like, it's not like they know I fuck you in the ass or that I'm your dominatrix. I just look like a normal girl wearing normal clothes, summer clothes, going into a house to hang out for 90 minutes and then leave. And so it really started me to like, I chuckled, but it's like, okay, it's this piece around we're afraid that others are going to know. Others are going to know we're kinky. Others are going to know that we have a dominatrix. Others are going to know what kind of relationship we have with people that are, sexual, or like others are going to know. And so this is why I'm having this conversation with you. Okay. This was the inspiration. The next message was, I'm like, you silly, silly man. Like, maybe they just thought you had a friend over for tea. Like you did. He's like, oh, his response was like, well, maybe they thought that I was getting a booty call. I'm like, well, I'm glad you think I'm hot. I just look like a normal girl, all right? And so I'm glad you think I'm hot. And kudos for you. If the neighbors are thinking about, wow, you just got a booty call for 90 minutes, yay you. So I send a message. I'm like, your cool factor and your stud factor just went up in the neighborhood. And probably get invited to more barbecues. You're welcome. Right? But it really started me to think about how many times subbies and clients are like, oh, I can't, my car can't be seen at your house. And I'm like, well, no one knows that I live in a regular house. There's no sign that says Dominatrix lives here. Your ass is getting spanked, or your ass is getting fucked here. Like, no one knows that. It's just a beautiful, big Victorian house. No one knows what happens in that house. So Or when I'm like, hey, like I have a lot of cross-dressing subbies and clients who, like love the fact that they feel so safe to cross-dress when they get here and all these beautiful things. And I'm like, you don't have to wait till you see me to cross-dress. Like, you could throw on your panties every day and go to work and feel naughty with your panties underneath your pants. But there's this fear that they're gonna know. I'm like, no one's gonna know you're wearing panties. No one knows that you're wearing boxers, briefs, tidy whities, or panties. And if everybody's in advance, and if somebody is staring at your crotch, it means they're a pervert like the rest of us. And all you're gonna get is a fist bump if they realize you're wearing panties. That's it. They're probably wearing panties too if they're looking at your crotch. And so it really like. It's, I really wanted to talk into this piece around how no one knows. No one's paying attention. No one cares. The people who are going to be the people that we're afraid of. So this it comes out of this place of shame and guilt about anything that's sexual, right? Anything that's, if we're horny, if we're turned on, if we have kinks, if we, are, a little, kind of off the average expression of sexual that we're taught, that is the average expression of sexuality and arousal response. But the truth is that we're all kinky and we all have things that turn us on. And the average person, I'm talking about average person, isn't paying attention to you. They're all worried about their own shit. They're worried about, what are people thinking of them? To be too worried about thinking about what you're doing or not doing or who you're doing or who you're not doing, right? Like it's and it comes out of this fear that you have this secret, that you should feel bad about this secret, and if somebody's going to find out. And so we're always moving from this place, somebody might find out, somebody might find out, and then my secret, and then I should feel bad about my secret. And there's a certain level of heightened, there's a difference between like, ooh, I wonder if they know, which is arousal and excitement of being the exhibitionist, right? And breaking through societal norms and rules and being a rebel and the arousal response that goes along with, with the taboo and breaking the rules. That's one, that's okay. That's like, ooh, I wonder if they know. Ooh, I hope they're paying attention. Ooh, I hope they think. And then playing the fantasy of like, oh, they must know. They must know. They must know that, my dominatrix just walked into my house. Or I'm walking into my dominatrix's house, right? What will they think? Oh, that I'm a bad boy or I'm naughty. That's okay. That's hot. That's part of the arousal comes out of the breaking the rules. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a genuine concern or a genuine fear or a genuine nervousness about being found out. And the only way that we can really shift that is how we feel about our own desires and our own kinks and our own expression of those kinks. And so being, it's really important that we like drop into this place of being like, if I'm wearing panties, that's hot, that's sexy, and there's nothing wrong with wearing panties. If, my fear is that, oh, what will the neighbors think of, this girl, this woman, this, person coming over to my house, to be like, they don't really care what's for you to say. That doesn't really matter why this person coming over to the house and then their business. And they're not paying attention. It's to like let go of that. Because otherwise, what you're doing, and why do we want to let go of that? We want to let go of that because it's interfering in your sexiness and it's in interfering in your sexual expression and your liberation and your freedom. And I'm a firm believer that our sexual expression should have no shame attached to it. No shame, no guilt, doing no harm to ourselves and no harm to others. And so there's freedom. That's what sexual liberation and freedom is all about. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about the sexual liberation and freedom. And anything that interferes in our sexual liberation and freedom, it's got to fucking go. Kick that shit out. Out the door it goes. To the curb, to the garbage, wherever you want to put it, flush down a toilet. It's gotta go. because it's interfering and you feeling free. If you're worried about what the neighbors are going to think, you're stopping yourself from making sounds. If you're worried about what the neighbors are going to think, you may not invite people over to your house. If you're worried about what the neighbors are going to think, you may not allow yourself to go to other people's house because now you're worried about their neighbors. Like it can interfere in how you express yourself. If you want to wear panties, wear panties. If you want to put a cock ring on, no one knows. If you're in a chastity, no one knows. No one knows if you're in chastity cage. No one knows if you have a cock ring on. No one knows if you're wearing panties. If you have some nipple clamps on, depending on what shirt you're wearing, they may see something through the shirt. If you don't want anybody to see, make sure you wear like a sweatshirt or like a hoodie so no one can see that there's some nipple clamps on. You know, if you, want to wear pantyhose underneath your pants, wear pantyhose underneath your pants. No one knows. And allow yourself to feel safe in that it's okay. It's okay. And, as I'm talking, I'm like, I remember one of the things when I was a kid, that was drilled into me was make sure you have clean underwear on because you never know if you're going to get in an accident. So there's a certain level of like that imprinting says that people might see your underwear. Trust me, if you're in a car accident and somebody's ripping your clothes off, they are not caring that you're wearing panties. And they're not caring if you're wearing clean panties or you're wearing clean underwear, because the truth is if you're in an accident, you probably soiled yourself anyways. So that idea that enlisted this whole like fear of other people seeing what's underneath your clothes was a lie. Dun, dun, dun. And so many things we were told as children on how we're supposed to behave appropriately or follow the rules. Often they're all lies. Okay. So I promise you, no one knows. And if somebody figures it out, that means that they're one of us. It means that because the average person isn't thinking about sexy stuff. They're not thinking about, kinky stuff, sexy stuff, orgasmic stuff. They're not thinking about those things. They hear a noise. Their first instinct isn't to be like, oh, who's fucking? It's like, oh, what's the construction or what's that sound? It's not, they don't go to it's sexy or that it's sex related or that it's, something along those lines. The people who freak out about sex don't think about sex. So they don't know. You can be as pervy as you want, as long as, again, safe, sane, consensual, but be pervy. Be pervy in yourself. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. When I say that, I don't mean flashing, no flashing. That's not consensual. Don't flash the unwant the people who didn't want to be flashed. Only flash the people that are like into being flashed, right? So we can embrace our kinks without affecting other people's stuff, which is important. And we need to let go of our shame and our fear that there's something wrong with us. And if so, and then thinking that other people know. If no one knows, no one. And if the ones that do know, they don't care. And the ones who may figure it out, they got way too much time on their hands. And instead, it's still not, who cares? Who cares? If, for example, let's take my outing over at my subby's place. So assume one of his neighbors figured out, because they came across my website and they figured out, ooh, she's dominatrix. They still don't know that I'm his dominatrix, right? And then they would have to ask him, which would make that conversation really awkward and really uncomfortable because most people don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. So they would have to ask to gain information to find out if that's true or not. And if they were comfortable having that conversation, they would not care. They would be happy for him. They'd be excited for him. Like, you go, dude. Absolutely. Have at her. So again, I promise they don't know. And if they do, the ones that do do not care. It's time to let yourself be free of those fears and those worries. Okay. All right. Till next time, stay curious, stay kinky. And invite your dominatrix over for tea. Or your dom. It doesn't have to be a dominatrix, it can be your dom. Over for tea. All right. Bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.